Item 5.
We've got 1, 2, 3.
Progress report. Terms of reference we've done, the audit report we've done, so progress report on Newport Harbour walls.
We haven't done that.
Item 5.
Yeah, okay, I've got that. Item 5, progress report on Newport Harbour walls. Sean,
can you give us an update on progress?
Thank you, Chair. As members will be aware, we have some £300,000 for this year's capital programme, and we've been working closely with the local company, Pritchard Wilmot, who undertook wall surveys in 2007 and then again in 2014. They surveyed all the walls where we've got a full condition and photographic record. We launched the walls a couple of months ago to review the conditions. Obviously, that survey is now 4 years old. And we agree that the area requiring most urgent attention is basically to the south of the Key Art Centre, extending up to the underside of your carriage way. That area contains a lot of local historic stone walls and brick walls, and it's quite evident a lot of stonework and rockwork is missing. There's also evidence of scour at the lower levels, which, if unattended, could lead to failure of certain sections. A large section of the walls are in a conservation area, and some of the walls are also listed. Richard Wilmot have been in contact with planning regarding the listed building consent we need to undertake repairs, and in the process of putting application together. And there's also a possibility we may need to undertake a small amount of localised dredging to facilitate repairs for the lower level where scours have taken place. Again, for example, we are going to be progressing a request through the Marine Management Organisation for an exemption, which we can do with the Harbour Authority, because the dredging will be de minimis amount, and also facilitating the works to the harbour infrastructure. In terms of timescale, we've got a specification for the works, and for example, we are putting that specification together to be able to assess the plans to go to form part of the invitation to tender package. That package will be issued early in the new year, and subject to tenders coming back and being within the available budget, work should commence on site early April. In terms of the duration of those works, it's a little bit unknown at the moment. It's a rather tricky piece of work, and we also need to be mindful that we are working in tidal conditions. And we do need to be mindful of not imposing restrictions on the flow of water which comes down through the river, and with local flooding issues in that area. So work has progressed in terms of the preparation of the tender documentation and specification, and work should start on site very early part of that. But taking your questions.
Does anybody have any questions to Sean there?
No.
Another question, Chair, on the comment. This £300,000 is really to undertake emergency essential repairs to stave off the evil day when we might have to find, I think, £1.4 million for proper structural renewal. Yes. Okay. I thought the situation was bad, but I sometimes one needs to know the worst so you can plan to avoid it. And just as a general comment, that's one of the reasons why we are looking at people after regeneration, because finding £1.4 million out of our current budget is tough. The harbour is never going to be the top priority, so we have to do this in the work. When will we have the final likely cost and programme of that work?
In terms of the work I've described, we're looking at the tenders back at the end of February, and we'll carry out evaluation of those. I'm sure we should be in a position to award early March, and we'll go through a 4-week period. We did submit a capital bid for the 1920 programme for the remainder of the works in the harbour. harbour, and the regeneration plans might themselves involve repairs to key sections of the harbour walls, if not all. A decision will, I think, at that time was loans, and the master plan develops slightly, and then the book has to assess what repairs, if any, remain in the council's area of responsibility.
Supplementary to that is obviously we've got a budget for this emergency work, but until we get the tenders back, we don't know what exactly that costs. But because it is emergency work, it costs more. We're just going to find that out of our reserves.
Yep. Certainly, other tenders, if they come back over budget, we would have a conversation with finance team to discuss actually the allocation of capital to facilitate those extra costs.
And just for the information of members, the first discussions on capital bids are taking place later this week at this committee. I think the last meeting voted to support the capital bid that was put forward at that time.
Thanks, Chair. Does anybody else have any questions? Sure.
Please. Perfect example of just what's been said, i.e. the harbour obviously is not top priority. And I think having sat in various committee rooms since the early 1980s, that has always been the position, unfortunately, right back to the Dean of Borough Council days. I can't say I know much about Newport Borough, but... But could I ask one question? I don't think it's the right place to ask it, but I will ask it. The bridge. I know it's not the wall, and I assume it comes under highway still somehow, but what the is happening with it? It never seems to... Okay, festival, you know, we get a bridge over. But now, you go around the island to get to... you know, and it's not doing much good for the trade, etc., of what I think is, quite frankly, it is a beautiful place, regardless of what we think and how what we're going to do with it. And
Thank you, Shelley. Can I ask Sean to come and help us on that one, please? Give us an update.
Thank you. Yeah, the bridge. Referring to Shirley, is actually one of the structures maintained well in the roads.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Island Roads required a licence from the Marine Management Organisation to replace the structure, so at the main river. Two objections were received to the replacement of the bridge, as you know, it's a lifting bridge. Those objections have now been dealt with, and licence have been granted by the MMO. They did require a few alterations. The roads are now in the process of having the bridge fabricated, and they anticipate works will take place on site in February and March 2019, and then it will be fully open to traffic.
Thank you for that update.
Does anybody else have any